Hey guys, what's happening? Hope you had an amazing weekend. Welcome to the 5 Minute Sports Podcast. I'm Karan Thavrani, and today I'll be doing a Premier League review of the weekend, mainly because there wasn't much sporting action today. The US Open final between Nadal and Kevin Anderson is just about to begin in a few minutes though. But let's get right into the Premier League review. So, it started off with Manchester City against Liverpool, and this was quite a shock. A fortnight before, Liverpool absolutely demolished Arsenal, and just yesterday, exactly the opposite happened. Man City demolished Liverpool 5-0, and there were a lot of talking points. The main one being the sending off of Sadio Mane. I'm still not sure if that was a sending off or not. Mane had just eyes for the ball, and you could argue that it wasn't a red. On the other hand, there were a couple of jokes going around. One, of course, being Oxlade-Chamberlain, who, with Liverpool, lost 5-0 yesterday, and with Arsenal just a fortnight back, lost 4-0 against Liverpool. And then there's another one where Gabriel Jesus scored his second goal before his first, because at the end of the first half, there was so much stoppage time that Jesus scored his first goal at 45 plus 8, and the second goal came at 52 minutes. So technically, he scored the second goal before the first. Moving on to the 3 p.m. kickoffs, it was Arsenal against Bournemouth, and Arsenal didn't have to do a lot. Arsenal barely got out of first gear and recorded a convincing 3-0 victory, with two goals coming from Danny Welbeck and the other goal from record signing Alexander Lacazette. In the other game, it was Brighton and Hove Albion against West Bromwich Albion. And Brighton scored 3 goals to West Brom's 1, and Brighton also secured their first win of the season. In the other game, at Goodison Park, Everton failed to score yet again, and Tottenham won 3-0 convincingly. Moving on to Leicester vs Chelsea, Leicester's poor record against Chelsea continued as Chelsea beat Leicester by 2-1 at the King Power Stadium. However, if you saw the match, it was a pretty close affair, although Chelsea did quite well to grind out the victory. Southampton lost at home to Watford, and Watford have been quite impressive under new manager Marco Silva. They are still unbeaten throughout the season. In the late game, it was Stoke City against Manchester United, and this was a bit of a shock, as the game ended 2-2. Choupo-Moting scored both the goals for Stoke City, whereas Rashford and Lukaku scored the goals for Manchester United. Today's fixtures, there were hardly any goals, as Burnley beat Crystal Palace by the solitary goal, and in the other game, Newcastle beat Swansea by the solitary goal. For Burnley, it was new signing Chris Wood who scored the goal, and for Newcastle, it was their captain Jamal Lascelles who headed in from a Matrici corner. So, that's all for the Premier League review. Let's see how the Premier League table is shaping up. So, Manchester United and Manchester City are on top with 10 points each. Manchester United are on top with a goal difference of plus 10. City have plus 8. Chelsea are third with 9 points. Watford, who are also unbeaten, one of the four unbeaten teams in fact. The other unbeaten teams are both the Manchester clubs and Huddersfield Town, who play against West Ham United tomorrow. Arsenal, with the victory, moved up 5 places to 11th position, and with today's victories, Burnley moved up to 7th and Newcastle moved up to 10th. Moving down, we've got Leicester City just above the drop zone. And also above the drop zone are Everton in 16th position. and surprisingly, they've scored just 2 goals this season, and both the goals have come from Wayne Rooney. That is a bit concerning. 18th position is where you have Bournemouth, and in fact, all of the 3 clubs in the relegation zone haven't won a Premier League game. That's Bournemouth in 18th, who've scored just once in their 4 games. Crystal Palace in 19th, who haven't scored this season. That is very concerning, especially when you have the quality of Benteke up top. And West Ham United, of course, in last position, who are yet to play tomorrow. West Ham, however, have scored 2 goals, but they've conceded 10 and they've got a goal difference of minus 8. The other 2 clubs, Bournemouth and Palace, have a goal difference of minus 7, which is why they're just above them. But I'm expecting West Ham to get something from tomorrow's game, so that should at least take them above to 18th position. That's all there's there for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and see you all tomorrow. Yalla, bye.